Types of assistance counselor can provide. Financial counselors can help clients by providing interviewing and education about personal finance to help clients set goals and make action plans. They can also provide group counseling sessions on general personal finance topics. Counselors can help clients in the various ways discussed throughout this course, such as preparing personal financial statements, calculating ratios, or learning about public resources and their requirements. For areas such as taxes, insurance, investments, and retirement/estate planning, counselors can provide education and go over the risks of various options, but need to tread a careful line in these cases since it is very easy to start providing advice. Even discussing the pros and cons of a given investment rather than just the risks may be going too far. Financial counselors can provide clients with exposure to various websites. Government websites, such as the Federal Student Aid website, are preferable to private sites when they exist, or discuss using financial apps, depending on the client's comfort level and ease of access. The financial counselor needs to research what a given site or app can and cannot do before providing such options. Counseling on the risks can also be included, such as how it may be hard to know what the site or app is doing with the client's information, or the risk of identity theft through a data breach of the site or app. Financial counselors cannot help clients directly sign up for or sign in to such apps because they should not know the client's passwords or bank accounts. Financial counselors can assist clients with the emotional or behavioral side of finance by helping them progress in their change journey and helping them make their own decisions through subtle prompting at the right time for the client. Helping clients with the emotional and behavioral side of finance does not extend to providing a psychological diagnosis or providing therapy to persons with diagnosable conditions. The financial counselor can help a client who asks for therapy or presents many symptoms of things such as compulsive gambling or shopping by providing a referral. Similarly, clinical anxiety, depression, or marital conflicts are outside of financial counseling ethical boundaries. Having said this, if a client is already getting help for such conditions or is in a maintenance or termination means the client is no longer as tempted to revert change management phase related to such conditions, then financial counseling on in-scope subjects could be appropriate, but it is a judgment call. Financial counselors can help prepare clients to start working with other types of financial experts or advisors and then provide referrals to them. They do this when a client needs any out-of-scope services, such as advising on or helping with legal filings, example wills, power of attorney, child custody, citizenship, etc., financial planning such as incorporating financial investment products into an action plan, tax preparation or IRS disputes, substance abuse or career identification or job search/application. Do not probe into domestic violence. Avoid all behavioral finance work in such cases. Financial counselors are not equipped to do the work of social workers, therapists, law enforcement, or others who directly address domestic violence, but they should be aware of the possibility of domestic violence. They should be prepared to provide resources and referrals when appropriate.